following is the President's speech at Richmond, Ohio, Monday, October 11, 1948.
It's an honor to me to introduce you, John McSwee, Congressman from the 16th District.
We appreciate this wonderful crowd to greet our President. Thanks for coming out, fellow citizens. I want to introduce you, Stephen Young of Cleveland, Ohio, Congressman or candidate for Congressman at large. I want to introduce to you former governor and the next governor of Ohio, Frank J. Lousy. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you very much. I certainly do appreciate this turnout. Been this way all the way across Ohio today. I think you're right. I think you're right because you're interested in the welfare of this country. And the fact that you are interested in the welfare of the country and the world is shown by the fact that you are coming out here at these meetings to hear just exactly what your president believes and what he thinks is for the welfare of the country. I started at Cincinnati this morning, and we stopped at a number of the great cities in Ohio, and I expect to wind up at Akron tonight, where I'm going to discuss a number of the issues in this campaign very frankly and very candidly. And I sincerely hope that all of you will be listening. You know, there is just one issue in this campaign, and that is the issue of the people against special interests. The Democratic Party has always stood for the welfare of the people. Ever since Jefferson, who founded the party, through Jackson, Grover Cleveland, Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, and down to date, the Democratic Party has been for the welfare of the country as a whole. It tries to make all the people happy. The Republican Party has always stood for special interests. They still stand for special interests. And the 80th Congress conclusively proved that they still believe in special interests and hope it, and let the other people hope that they'll get a fair share, maybe, of the few crumbs that fall off the table. Now, on November the 2nd, when you go to the polls to vote, you want to be studying your own interests. You want to be studying the interests of the farmer, the working man, the small businessman, the white-collar worker. And if you study those interests, you'll go to the polls and vote for yourself. And if you do that, you'll vote a straight Democratic ticket. And you'll elect these wonderful men who've been introduced to you tonight, congressmen. You'll elect Frank Lousy to be governor of Ohio, and you'll elect me to the White House for another 4 years, and then I won't have any housing troubles, whatever, for another 4 years. I sincerely hope that you will weigh these issues carefully. You have no trouble finding out where I stand. You know what I stand for, because I tell you very frankly what my position is, and I've been in a position where I've had to act. And the actions speak louder than words. The Republicans, so far, have only talked. And when they had a chance to act in the 80th Congress, they didn't act in the interest of the people. They act in the interest of the special few. And that's been their policy ever since they've been in existence. I want to ask you now if you'd like to meet my family. All right, here's Miss Truman. Here's Margie.
Thank you very much. Mr. President. President, on behalf of the people of Rittman and the industry of Rittman, I'd like to present you this gift.
Oh, my God. What's inside it? Oh, I understand this is, I understand that this is a sample of the salt of this great community. And don't you think I'm not going to put it on the tail of the opposition.
That's a scout.
Open it up if you want.